September 26, suffering for the truth's sake. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. John 15:20. What will the human agent do to have the privilege of cooperating with God? Will he forsake all that he has rather than forsake Christ? Will he suffer persecution for the truth's sake? Reproach and persecution have separated many souls from heaven, but never a soul from the love of Christ. Never yet did persecution drive the soul who was indeed a lover of Jesus Christ away from him. The love of Jesus in the soul is all-absorbing, for that great love wherewith God hath loved us, revealed in giving Christ to us, is beyond a parallel. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. If we can bear persecution for his dear name's sake, his love becomes a ruling power in our hearts, for we have the assurance that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Never is the tempest-tried soul more dearly loved by his Savior than when he is suffering reproach for the truth's sake. When for the truth's sake the believer stands at the bar of unrighteous tribunals, Christ stands by his side. All the reproaches that fall upon the human believer fall upon Christ in the person of his saints. I will love him, said Christ, and I will manifest myself to him, John 14:21. Christ is condemned over again in the person of his believing disciples. When for the truth's sake the believer is incarcerated in prison walls, Christ manifests himself to him and ravishes his heart with his love. When he suffers death for the sake of Christ, Christ says to him, they may kill the body, but they cannot hurt the soul. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world, John 16:33. The apostle says to us, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Ask yourself, is the Redeemer thus magnified in me before the universe of heaven, before the satanic agencies, and before the world?